From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are two new novels out this season with the same theme, death, or to be more precise, the angel of death. Alan Chews has this review of both.
The first book comes to us from expatriate writer Jonathan Carroll. It's called The Ghost in Love. Now, let me put this not so subtly. Jonathan Carroll is the best writer of fantastic novels in English. Notice I didn't say fantasy. And this new novel is no exception. Except I have to warn a busy reader, at the very end, the book's plot sags just a bit. But at the beginning, all's absolutely brilliant. As the result of a seemingly temporary glitch in the age-old chain of life to death, a young fellow named Ben Gould falls and hits his head on the pavement, a fall that should kill him, but Ben doesn't die. So the angel of death sends a ghost, a spirit named Ling, to sort things out. Some job she does. She falls in love with Ben's girlfriend, the somewhat neurotic but attractive German Landis, and cooks up a storm while longing for her. We first meet the angel of death in a local cafe as he takes a meal with Ling the ghost. But death plays only a peripheral role in all this. As death explains to Ling, Ben's fate is out of our hands. Plus, we're fascinated to see what will happen to him now. Carroll creates novels so fascinating and intelligent and seriously delightful that no other writer in English can touch him. But in Portuguese, there's Nobel winner José Saramago. His novel, Death with Interruptions, just appeared in a translation by Margaret Joel Costa. It's got a somewhat similar theme. Death takes a holiday. Like the ghost in Carroll's novel, death falls in love with a human being, in this case, someone who's scheduled to die, the first cellist of a city orchestra. Toward the end of the novel, she, Death, attends one of the musicians' rehearsals. The maestro, as she watches him work the orchestra, reminds Death of herself in his starting and stopping of the musical flow. For Saramago, in this extraordinary mode in which ideas become flesh, nothing seems impossible, not even Death giving up her dominion.
Alan Chews, reviewing the novels The Ghost in Love by Jonathan Carroll and Death with Interruptions by José Saramago. You can read excerpts from both novels at npr.org.